You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Oh, we got a great show today. I know. Don't you hate it when people say that? You know, we have a great show. As opposed to, well, then what was the show yesterday? What's the show tomorrow? You mean you get to pick and choose? Right. You know, you actually think, all right, well, let's do a crappy show. No. I'm kind of excited because the way the news was today, it wasn't all about, the whole, congressional fight and the payroll tax. I mean, yeah, there were bits of it, but there was some really, really cool news and, interesting type of studies that came out. And I was like, okay, finally something I could work with, you know, also, you know, listen, I need material for the show. So I was pretty happy, but it just, a lot of cool things. I just love the way science is going today, as opposed to some of the other crap that we've seen. So we're going to talk about it. Some warnings, though. We got some warnings, okay? Those of you that use patches for your medications, Exelon patch for Alzheimer's, estrogen patches for menopause, pain patches, fentanyl patches, we got some warnings, especially with heat. Somebody died because of heat being close to the patch. Serious stuff we need to talk about. Also, those of you that are thinking about a last-minute shopping gift and want to get your mom or your wife a shoulder massager, there's one that actually has caused strangling. All right? Not really cool, but we need to talk about that. We also talked about in the previous hour some foods that trigger migraines. We also talked about some very famous couples that were second cousin marriages, because apparently now inbreeding is in the news as a defense for the man that killed that little Hasidic boy in New York back in the summer. We're also going to talk about how a lot of our first responders have sleep disorders. Looks like Hong Kong is killing thousands of chickens because they found bird flu, avian flu. I mean, if the chicken gets the flu, is that the avian flu or just a bird flu? But anyway, they're killing the chickens. So we got a lot to talk about. But what's the most interesting and juicy are your medical questions. So please call in 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Follow us on Facebook. You know, but a study I'm going to start talking about, very interesting one about widowers. Now, a lot of us, unfortunately, we lose our spouse. And, you know, me and my husband, when we first got married, we're like, oh, my God, I don't want anything to happen to you. I hope I die first before you. You know, when you talk about that with your spouse, you know, right? You know, like, oh, my God, I don't want to live with that. And it's true. I do not want to be a widower. I would be a widow and the guy would be the widower. And, you know, it's a topic we always think about and talk about, you know, when we first get married. But a study today came out how widowers or widows who stay single might face more mental health decline. Now, some of you are going, well, duh. You know, well, we know that. Yeah, you lose your spouse, you start to lose your mind. But they found that people that started dating again got their memory back. Now, what's very, very interesting is we had a close family member. When somebody had died, immediately we saw the mental decline. Now, remember, depression can induce dementia also. But we were talking complete loss of memory. I mean, it was almost scary. I was almost thinking hospitalization, you know. But then after the mourning period, we had this particular person, you know, start going out with friends, start socializing a little bit. Never thought of dating. I never thought this person would date again, but a few years later did. And actually almost not only regained her cognition, but was even sharper than she was when she was married prior to losing her husband. Now, this is very frightening, you know, for a lot of us to think about, because God forbid we have a parent or, you know, a grandma or whatever, they lose their spouse. Very hard to see them date again. You know, and I'm not recommending that, you know. I mean, I already told my husband, you know, if he leaves me, God forbid, you know, there's no other man for me, you know, except Viggo Mortensen, and he said that's okay. We have a list, right? He has a list. I have a list, all right? But I know Viggo Mortensen's a liberal. You're right. We probably wouldn't get along. But, you know, many of us are like, oh, no, we never would. But it was interesting that these researchers found that after getting back into the swing of things 4 to 5 years later, they actually did well. And this was actually looking at men, 691 Swedish widowers. So men who had been widowed. And they saw that they did better than people who weren't dating and on antidepressants. So that's right out. You know, again, some of us are like, well, yeah, of course, you're back in the swing of things, you're dating, you're doing, you know. But the reason why I bring this up is if you have a family member who's lost their spouse, watch them for this. You know, I've always, you know, I read in textbooks. I was in medical school. You read it in textbooks. You listen to lectures like, yeah, yeah, yeah. I know. You watch the widow. You watch the widower. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But when you see it happen in your own family, you're like, oh, I didn't realize it was like this. You know, it's funny. Until you experience something like that, you don't realize. And so kind of keep an eye out. Keep an eye out. You know, another thing we talked about in the previous hour, keep an eye out for people with holiday blues. You know, we had kind of a little office party today, and, you know, girls are getting some bonuses. I mean, it's hard. I wish we could do more for them, a lot more for them. They deserve so much more. I mean, they deserve a better job, honestly. My staff, I love my staff. But, you know, sometimes you forget while you're in your jubilation for Christmas, and I love Christmas, I love Hanukkah, I love Christmas, that there's a couple people kind of wandering around depressed, and suicides are up this time of year. So if you see somebody alone, right, that you know and you trust, maybe invite them over for Christmas, whatever, but holiday blues hits a lot of people, especially if they don't have family, especially if they lost somebody. Just kind of keep your eye out for them. All right, when we come back, we're going to be talking about police, especially, and them having sleep disorders, and this HPV vaccine controversy is not going away, and now researchers are like, you know what, we can't do this halfway. We either have to vaccinate everybody, or they're just saying vaccinate everybody. They don't like this. Well, let's get some of the boys, let's get some of the girls. They want to vaccinate everybody, and this is going to be a little tough for a lot of parents. We're also going to talk about, after the break, how there's a way to tell on MRI with your brain if you're going to be more inclined to Alzheimer's. So we'll be back in a few minutes. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, FoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com. Please follow us on Twitter for up-to-date medical updates, the date updates at Dr. Dahlia. And, of course, follow us on Facebook for all the cool pictures. There was a Brazilian baby born with two heads. It's actually an adorable baby. They say both faces are breastfeeding. I'm sorry, guys. Look, it's a medical show. I got to bring this stuff up. But I got the picture on my Facebook. I'm looking at it now. Mom's ecstatic. Had no idea until, a couple seconds before the birth. But it's nice. Okay. Another nice story that came out today is it looks like there was a Secret Santa who donated $15,000 to a Florida Kmart to pay off people's layaways. So people had come in to pay layaway, and they were all happy to know that somebody had donated $15,000 and their layaway balance of $78 or $150 or whatever was paid off. So they were all pretty happy. See, I love it when people do that. You know? Yeah, it's funny. We learn there's various levels of giving. And the Hebrew word for tzedakah that we use in our Jewish religion, and various ways to give, and all ways of giving is wonderful, but there's actually levels. You know, one way is when you give, you make a big stink about it. Look, everybody, this is what I donated. This is what I donated. And then there's a level of, you donate, but you don't know who's going to receive it. And then a higher level of donation is let me see, I think you don't know who's going to get it. You just donate, but the person knows who you are or whatever. And then I think one of the highest is you don't know who you're giving it to, and the recipient doesn't know who gave it. That's one of the highest levels. I know I probably kind of, you know, mucked that one up. I'm sorry. So one of the highest levels of tzedakah or giving is where you just donate, and you donate anonymously, and people don't know who they're receiving this from, but they receive this from the highest levels. And it's a beautiful thing, just an absolute beautiful thing, especially in the Christmas spirit, okay? Another beautiful thing, all right, although, a little different in subject, is looks like the Mobile, Alabama mayor, Sam Jones, came home, and he found an intruder, burglar. And he had a gun on him, and he held him at gunpoint, made him kneel, and waited till the cops come. So he was able to apprehend his own burglar. And we're like, he's okay. Mayor of Mobile, Alabama is okay. And he was able to stop the intruder. You know, that's why I got to tell you, a part of me, I just almost wish, these bad guys would assume you have something, so you just don't mess with us. You know, we always talk about how, especially when you take like your CCW course, they talk about how, if you shoot an intruder, you can't shoot them as they're trying to leave the house. If they're leaving, they go, I got you, I'm leaving. You can't shoot them in the back. But, if they're in your house, there's laws that protect you, if you end up shooting. And me being a doctor, I don't know if I could ever shoot to kill, which is wrong, because, if you're going to have a weapon, you need to think like that. But I'm a doctor. I'm going to be like, wait a second, femoral artery, subclavian vein, and so I would try to do like what they do in the movies, like A-Team. Remember the A-Team show? Not the movie. None of the bullets would kill anybody. Right. Nobody would die. Right. There'd be all the shooting. Nobody dies or whatever. So I wish they could actually teach a lot of us a course on how to shoot somebody and maim them. I know we're supposed to, I know you men are like, oh, my gosh, she's such a wuss. See, she's such a girl. No, I'm not being a girl. It's just I think that would be a cool class. How to shoot an intruder. Right. That maims them. And this way you don't have blood squirting out all over the place and ruin your furniture. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I would want. That's what I would want. Okay, now let's get a little serious here with some of these medications that you can't have exposed to heat. Now, a while back, there was a woman who had a fentanyl patch. It was a pain medication, and she had been taking these fentanyl patches, and I guess she took a hot bath, and it sped up the absorption. And of the fentanyl because the blood vessels dilated, heart rate increased, and she ended up dying from an overdose of the fentanyl. There was another case where somebody had a heating pad, and the heating pad slipped, went over the drug patch. Again, she didn't know she fell asleep. She ended up dying. Now, a lot of medicines are being given transdermal now. Right? We're getting estrogen transdermal. You could get testosterone transdermal. Alzheimer medications like the Exelon patch, transdermal. Pain medicine patches like fentanyl. And we have to remember we need to avoid heat or being outside in the desert during the summer. That could cause an issue. Many medicines, we always talk about this in the summer. We talk about medicines you have to stay out in the sun. We just last month talked about medicines you had to avoid grapefruit juice with and medicines you had to avoid certain foods with. We talked about that, but we forget about the heat. We always seem to forget about the heat, so don't, okay? If you have a patch, you have to protect that from the heat. No, you really don't get a hot patch. No, you don't. All right? You got to keep your body temperature down because you will administer more. Or if you think you're exposed to heat, talk to your doctor about how long you could take off the patch so you don't overdose. If you were exposed to heat or you're like, oh my gosh, I had a heating pad, I touched it, you may have to just take it off. All right? I mean, you're not going to die taking off your estrogen patch. Right? The Exelon, I know it's for Alzheimer's and dementia, but you take it off and, just so you don't overdose on the medicines. So that's something pretty important to think about. All right, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so now, researchers have been looking at this whole HPV vaccine push, where, again, HPV is for human papillomavirus, the number one cause of cervical cancer, especially in sexually active girls. We don't really see it in nuns. And HPV causes also genital warts. And so, they've been trying to recommend vaccination for all girls 11 to 26. And they said, all right, let's start vaccinating boys. Well, it's not working. And so researchers are like, okay, well, wait a second. If we have 50% of the boys getting the shot, 50% of the girls getting the shot, we're going to still have people getting HPV. We're going to, let's just pick one group and go for broke. 100% vaccination. That's what we need to do. Now, so they're going to really ramp up their efforts. Now, I am a fan of the HPV vaccine. I am a fan. But I know as a mother, it does probably cause a little concern. It's expensive, right? There's been some cases that you hear sporadically of some issues with the vaccine. There's been some reports of death. There's been some reports of paralysis. Parents don't know what to do. They don't know. You know, it's nerve-wracking for them. You know, and so, you know, to take your 11-year-old in for a three-series shot, you know, it does. There's some apprehension. So many people aren't getting it done. But, yes, if you vaccinate every girl against HPV, no, you don't have to worry about vaccinating the boys. That's true. That's true. But it looks like the boy campaign has failed. So they're now saying, look, we've got to do all or nothing. But the problem is, the reason why we brought up the boys is because many girls aren't getting the vaccine. I mean, I wish we could go back to the way things were in the olden days where you didn't have sex till you got married. I mean, we wouldn't have needed all this, right? The boy didn't have sex. The girl didn't have sex. They were both virgins. Boom. You didn't need to get didn't get cervical cancer. You didn't get, you know, in fact, when I was in training, they said Orthodox Jewish women, they wouldn't see this in either. I was looking to see if they said Mormons, because you would think religious Mormon women, too. Again, you don't get married till you have sex. So if the males are virgins, the females are virgins, but not today. Not today. Fifth graders are already, you know, getting to third base. Just absolutely crazy. All right? But here's my concern. If researchers are saying we got to go for broke, all or nothing, you know, how are they going to administer this? You know, already Rick Perry has been under a lot of criticism, has received a lot of criticism for his HPV vaccine mandate. And he said, well, there's an opt out and people want an opt in. And I've told you about this. Overall, vaccines are safe. They're safe. But yes, there is going to be that once in a blue moon problem. And nobody wants that once in a blue moon problem to happen. They won't, but they will. There will be. I mean, it's rare, really rare. And so, you know, how do you mandate? How do you do that? And so it's a difficult situation. Okay, we're going to be coming on a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about how brain scans can show a very, very common change in the brain that could possibly signify a possibility for Alzheimer's later. And we're going to be talking about sleep disorders, how a lot of our first responders have it. And if there's more time, I want to talk about this lesbian vampire. Remember the lesbian vampire? Right. She killed a man, drank his blood. Well, she's out. I guess she's out on parole. Right. They say she's no danger because she has some knee injuries and, you know, she's on crutches. Really? Yeah. She thinks she's a lesbian. Don't ask why. Don't ask. OK. And we're also going to talk about migraines, food triggers and, of course, incest and inbreeding. Oh, my gosh. Is that a defense? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today. Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Long Range Patrol Ration Entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty, nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Next study, and I'm sorry, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. I can't just talk about happy stuff and vampires. I have to talk about some interesting news breakthroughs, all right? And this is kind of serious here. Many of you have a fast heartbeat, right? Your resting heart rate is kind of high. Some of us are in the 60s, some athletes were in the 40s, but a lot of you are up in the 90s, right? Hundreds, etc. And, you know, I'll see some of my patients that go, you know, your heart rate can't be that high. Well, yeah, it's normal for me. But I say if it's normal for you and your heart has to work an extra 20 beats a minute than anybody else, don't you think your heart's going to get tired? Oh, no, no, no. My heart's always been that way. It's fine. Okay, keep in mind, just because something's the way it's always been doesn't mean it's fine. Now, the study has come out saying people's heart rates increased from under 70 beats a minute to more than 85 beats a minute over 10 years. Had a 90% increased risk of dying from heart disease compared to people whose heart rate stayed around 70. Now, what they're saying is going from 70 to 85, That's a 90% increased risk of dying from heart disease. All right. They aren't even touching where your resting heart rate is 95 to 100. But we already know that can cause early heart death. All right. The study looked at about 13,000 men, 16,000 women. These are people up in Norway. No known history of heart disease at the start of the study. They were about 52 years. They were watching their hearts over 10 years late at about the 12-year follow-up. 3,000 of the participants had died. Nearly 400 of the deaths were from heart disease. And then, of course, they compared it to the heart rate, and that's where they came out. Those that went from 70 to 85 had a 90% higher risk. Now, all right, what do we do with this? Well, I mean, okay. First, see what your resting heart rate is, and you don't even need a doctor to do that. You know, you could check your pulse. I've taught you all how to check your pulse. If you can't find it, the artery right under your thumb, at the base of your thumb on your wrist, then feel your neck, all right, kind of where the neck goes. You know where you get hickeys, but more frontal, right there, right on your neck, the neck. Keep it clean, people, the neck. Yeah, right there. You could feel kind of right under there, like halfway between the chin and your shoulder, right there in that spot on your neck, your carotid artery, you could feel. And you could test it. And, you know, if you don't have enough patience or you're too ADD to sit there for a minute, then one thing you could do is you could count how many beats per 6 seconds and multiply by 10, right? Because there's 60 seconds to a minute, right? So if your heart beats 7 times in that 6 seconds, then your resting heart rate is about 70. But, of course, you know, make sure you're not nervous. You know, make sure you didn't just have a fight with the wife. You know, just sit there and relax and do that, right? And if you want something a little bit more electronic, I'm sure you could get one of those $25 electronic blood pressure cuffs and pulse monitors. They could do that. Or you could go into a drugstore and check it. But check it. Know what your resting heart rate is, because it blows my mind that I have people that have never gone to the doctor and they're in the hundreds. You know, and do they smoke? Do they drink caffeine? Do they, you know, take an alcohol? What's doing it? Are they, you know, on drugs? Are they, you know, smoking blow, cocaine? What are they doing? And you may have to make some changes to your lifestyle if you have a high heart rate. And if you don't know why, and you don't think it's the caffeine or the theobromine or the chocolate or the tea or whatever, then have a heart doctor take a peek and give you some ideas. But remember, if your heart is beating 20 beats more a minute than somebody else, yeah, I think it causes some wear and tear. I mean, they haven't proven that it's wear and tear, but we've seen, coincidentally, that people have more heart disease, those that have the higher resting heart rate. Why do you think doctors, most heart doctors, put you on a beta blocker, atenolol, toprol, bistolic, something that lowers the heart rate? Because they found lower heart rate improves heart outcome. Same thing with heart attacks. One of the first things we do after your heart attack is we put you on a beta blocker. We slow down the heart rate. Now, I don't want you guys to slow down your heart rate too low, all right, because that's an issue. And that's bradycardia. Some people go into sick sinus syndrome and they need pacemakers, etc. But, you know, the beta blocker is probably the heart doctor's favorite medication. It's been out for many decades. It works really well. But I only use it on people with high heart rates. I want to give it to you if your heart rate was 60. So just check your resting heart rate. That's what I want you to take home. There was another study we talked about in the previous hour, how people with high blood pressure may be more at risk for a meningioma. They find brain tumors, malignant gliomas, and meningiomas. Many of these people have high blood pressure. I don't want people to panic. I don't think just because you have high blood pressure, you're going to get a brain tumor. High blood pressure causes enough problems, renal issues, eye issues, heart issues. But we have seen people with brain tumors start having blood pressure changes. And what's interesting is one of my patients with a benign brain tumor, when her tumors started to grow back, the blood pressure started to rise. And it was weird that there was that correlation. But then if you really think about it, everything is, it's all mathematics, it's all physics, it's all chemistry. So maybe something going wrong triggered some response in the body that caused the blood pressure to go up. It told us, we looked further, tumor grew back. So, you know, again, what do we do with a study like that? Not much. You know, scientists come up with studies, they publish it, they're happy about it, and we just take it with a grain of salt. But if any of you had brain surgery, anything, a shunt done, a tumor, an aneurysm coil, whatever, and you start to notice the blood pressure rise, maybe it needs to be checked just to make sure there's no swelling or any new growth. It's a thought. It's a thought. Speaking about people excited about what they publish, remember those Dutch researchers yesterday? that played around with the avian flu and were able to make it more virulent and deadly. And the U.S. government said, please, for the love of God, don't publish all the sensitive details so people know how to do this. Well, from what I understand, they acquiesced and said, okay, we won't publish how we did it. Oh, geez. Scary, scary stuff. Although somebody on Facebook said somebody could abduct them, you know, I mean, and force them to tell. So that's not good. That's not good. But, you know, as scientists, they want to talk about what they've discovered. I mean, I don't blame them. You do the work. You have years of research. You want to get the credit. But just stop for a second and see where is that work going to lead? Just stop for a second. It's not like the Terminator movies. I was freaked out by the Terminator movies. You know, I'm like, oh, my gosh, please, please. No, nobody make robots. No robots, please. You know, still when I see a robot, I think a Terminator. I just do. All right, and now we have robots. We have robots taking out prostates. Robots doing your hysterectomy. I'm like, please wash your hands. All right, now let's move to Alzheimer's news. Okay. Some of you have probably had MRIs of the brain. And for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. So you've had MRIs of the brain. And they'll say there's some cortical thinning. All right? Cortical thinning. And so people are like, oh, my gosh, my brain is thinning. What does that mean? Well, if you have severe cortical thinning, we will see that in people with dementia. But what doctors are doing is, well, let's see if we start to see thinning, if there's a relationship between cognitive decline. And they did. They said there's almost a threefold increase in the risk of cognitive decline, memory, concentration, et cetera, for every standard deviation decrease of cortical thickness. And the cortex is the outer part of the brain. You have the inner, you have the outer, and the cortex, they could see it thin. And you see the different brain MRIs in these journals where you can see a difference. And yes, the older the person, the thinner the cortex. Now, I don't think all people with thin cortex are going to get dementia. But what they're trying to do is identify you 5 years early, if they can, 10 years early, so they can hopefully institute treatment. Now, remember, we don't have a cure yet. We don't really have a treatment. But while they're working on it, they're getting their other ducks in a row, such that when they do have the treatment, they're like, all right, we know this group is high risk. Let's hit them with it. All right. Now, for those of you thinking, well, Dahlia, what the hell do I do with my brain cortex? How do I keep it good? I would say, number one, work your brain. Number two, hydrate. Get good fluids. Don't overhydrate, but don't be dehydrated. Take care of your body. Get good vegetables in. Get good nutrition in. You know, try to avoid a lot of the metals. Get good sleep. But a big thing, I think, is oxygen. I really do. I think a lot of us are cutting off our oxygen in our sleep. We're snoring. We have sleep apnea. Do a sleep study test. I really think there's a huge, huge correlation between lack of oxygen. And why don't they do it? Can somebody just do a study? Take a bunch of sleep apnea patients and look at the brain. If the brain is thin versus non-sleep apnea patients, you got it. Easy, easy study. All right. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the New World Order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. Faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the 4 major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Thank you all for tuning in, and a big thank you to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Kyle, working the dials. And if you want the Dr. Dahlia Show coming to your city at your local talk station, just call your station up, email them, tell them to bring the Dr. Dahlia Show, and they know where to find me. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. All right, we were talking about sleep disorders, sleep apnea, cognition, cortical thickening. Yet our police officers, they say, is probably one of the biggest groups of people that actually have sleep disorders, whether it's sleep apnea, lack of sleep, exhaustion, shift work disorder. Now, I'm surprised they said 40% of police officers. I would say more. I mean, I don't know how you guys do it. I love you guys. I mean, I know I love my truckers, but I love my first responders too. And not just because of the uniform. I know y'all look sexy in your uniform, but honestly, what you guys do. I mean, when I had to do shift work, at least there was a light at the end of the tunnel. You know, I got to, I knew after 3 years I wouldn't have to do that, you know, those types of shifts, but there's no light at the end of the tunnel. You know, some of you work in the night shift or work in the night shift or graveyard. And we've talked about shift disorder and like those of you work in graveyard, et cetera. You know, I'm from Southern Nevada, so we have all the casinos out here and we're a 24-hour town. And we definitely find more and more cancer in women, breast cancer especially, that work the graveyard shift. So we think there's something to do with the sunlight. There's something to do with the sleep pattern. But a lot of us that work shifts like we do, and we don't get good sleep patterns, we do have depression. We do get exhaustion. We do start to have memory difficulties. And so you almost wonder if a lot of us that are overworked and not getting good night's sleeps could also have cortical thinning or changes in the brain that could lead to dementia. You know, that's really what they need to do. They need to take people with dementia or Alzheimer's, right, and go back and go, okay, what kind of a life did you lead? You know, because many of us, we live on 4 hours of sleep. That's how we've always done it. That's how we're always going to. Me, I sleep more. I sleep a lot. But I've always had like a 30-hour day. You know, I know there's only 24 hours to the day, but I mean, I put 30 hours of work into a 24-hour day. Well, does that cost something? What about people popping peanuts? I don't know. But, you know, they always come up, well, you know, is it aluminum and Alzheimer's? Is it this? Is it this? You know, I think there's a fairly easy way to do it. It would be a huge study. But anybody that ever had dementia or Alzheimer's or whatever, get family accounts, make sure there's some redundancy, you know. There's got to be ways to look and group people. And I would bet you more than anything, lack of sleep or sleep apnea would be a biggie. I mean, yeah, we know cholesterol, we know high blood pressure, we know that, but we're forgetting about the sleep. So, again, God bless all our first responders, but try to get more sleep and have a sleep study done if you don't think you're getting enough oxygen. Very, very frustrating, I know, because you have to do your shift. And I couldn't do it. You know, when I come back, let's say I finished a 36-hour, let's say I got off early and it was still daytime. I wouldn't sleep 8-9 hours during the day. I'd sleep for a couple hours and be up. I know it's hard. I'm with you on that. Okay. But you know what? We're having it a heck of a lot easier than these chickens in Hong Kong. Apparently, Hong Kong workers have begun slaughtering more than 17,000 chickens this week after a carcass infected with bird flu was found at a poultry market. All right. So I don't know how the carcass got there, but they said it had the highly pathogenic H5N1 avian flu virus. No, we don't think it's related to the Dutch thing. All right. So I guess now they have raised the territory's bird flu alert to serious, increasing monitoring for influenza hospitals. They closed the market. Thank you. All right. So they have their act together. But they are now slaughtering 17,000 chickens. Oh, guys, there's got to be a way to do it. You know, kosher, the laws of kosher, if you're going to kill an animal, how they do it is it's supposed to be the most humane way to do it, where they cut the jugular vein so it's painless. But like with the cows, from what I understand, they put the cattle and the cows upside down. They hang them upside down. I think they could do the same thing with the chicken. You hang them upside down so all the blood rushes to the head, cut the jugular, and it's supposed to be quick. It's supposed to be as painless as it could be. I mean, still, I wouldn't want that to happen to me, obviously, but, you know, but oh my gosh, that's gotta be noisy. Oh, doesn't that just give you the heebie-jeebies? Give you the heebie-jeebies. You know, I gotta tell you that story of the Brooklyn boy, right, that was, mutilated is another tough story. But what's interesting is Levi Aaron, who's a 35-year-old, who was standing at the wrong place at the wrong time when the boy took a wrong turn. Remember, there was a little 7-year-old boy in Brooklyn, was walking home. He begged mom to let him do it by himself. Mom said, okay, just this once, but you come straight home. Took a wrong turn, got lost, asked somebody for help. He kidnapped him. But then the next day when he saw that, you know, all over the news they were looking for this boy, there were posters, he panicked, and he killed him, mutilated him. Well, his defense, Levi Aaron's defense, is I'm a product of inbreeding. And because I'm a product of inbreeding, that could lead to genetic mutation and, therefore, some mental issues. Really? Really? The guy needs the chair. Come on. right? Lethal injection. Just put all of us out of our misery. The guy's a sicko. You mutilate a boy, right? Right. What good? What kind of reform are you going to do? Honestly, what good are you going to do for society? We don't want you, okay? Right. And now you're now. Of course, he was found mentally fit to stand trial. So they're trying to use this inbreeding excuse. Now, we've talked about inbreeding. We've talked about cousins and second cousins. All right, obviously, the farther away, the less autosomal recessive can link up. You have autosomal dominant genes and autosomal recessive. These recessives could be really nasty, but if you get two recessives in somebody, then and it's a kind of a deadly type of genetic disorder, it could be bad. So, yes, I'm sure inbreeding does cause some psychological issues. This guy, I'm sorry. Okay, well, then fine. Then you're not fit to be around anybody, especially children. But it was interesting. We're talking about states the first hour that actually allow first cousin marriage. In Arizona, Illinois, Indiana, Maine, Utah, they allow first cousin marriage, but it's only if you're 65 or over 50 and you can't have kids. So there's certain stipulations with each state. You can marry second cousins in Alabama, Alaska, California, Colorado, Connecticut, District of Columbia, Florida, Tennessee, Vermont, North Carolina, New York. And we've known some cousin marriages. All right, Jesse James married his first cousin. FDR married one of his cousins. Johann Sebastian Bach married a second cousin on his father's side. H.G. Wells, who wrote The Invisible Man, The War of Worlds. He married his first cousin, but he left her after 3 years. Thomas Jefferson married his third cousin. Albert Einstein married his second cousin. And let me see, who else? Edgar Allan Poe. Oh, Darwin. That was an interesting one. Darwin actually married his first cousin. You'd think Darwin, right? Natural selection, survival of the fittest. You would think that's not the smartest thing to do. Unless, I mean, he really, really fell in love with his cousin, or he thought she had great genes and he didn't care. All right, that was kind of ironic. Edgar Allan Poe. Edgar Allan Poe was always kind of kooky. I mean, his poetry was, just amazingly gifted. But, you know, he just always kind of gave the heebie-jeebies. Well, apparently he fell in love with his 7-year-old cousin and then married her when she was 13. Oh, all right. She dies 18 years later, then he dies 2 years later after her. Jerry Lee Lewis, right, Great Balls of Fire, married his cousin Myra when she was 13. We all know about that one. And then Governor Rudy Giuliani. Right, and mayor. He had married somebody who he thought was his third cousin. Later they realized they were second cousins. They did divorce, I don't think for that. And then he married his second wife, Donna. So a lot of second cousin marriages, more common than we think. I mean, that's just, you know, one list. There's many more. But, second cousins, third cousins, you know, for the most part, if you don't have the bad genes, you know, we don't see too much. First cousins, second cousins that have certain autosomal recessive. We've talked about certain genetic disorders on the show. I don't want to go into them. I mean, you know, some of them you can't even pronounce. And I just wouldn't risk it. Honestly, you know, there's plenty of people really, really got to find your cousin, honestly. And, you know, this is why we were freaking out about that man who had given birth. I'm sorry, he didn't give birth, but he had donated so much sperm that 104 kids had been his offspring. And if many of them were in the same city, now we're looking at sibling inbreeding. Ah, kooky stuff. All right, guys, great show today. Keep the calls coming. If I'm not on air, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY or your emails. And don't forget to sign up for the Alaskan Cruise. You all be safe. Peace.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.